the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcasts on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now today, and all of this week, we are continuing with our study of Bible prophecy. Dr. Green looks in several scriptures today, so get your Bibles out if you can and follow along. But just before that, we're going to hear that great old song, Out of Egypt into Canaan. Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
I fled from Egypt's bondage and crossed the raging sea. I heard about a country that was reserved for me. Some said they'd seen its mountains, its cool and sparkling streams, its hills and vales and fountains o'er which the sunlight gleams. I'm over the Jordan tide, the waters did there divide. I'm in the land of Canaan, abundantly satisfied. And now with joy and gladness, I'm singing along the way. In fellowship with Jesus, I'm happy night and day. Egypt far behind me and Canaan land ahead, I started on my journey by God so strangely led. He brought me to the Jordan with Canaan now in view. He opened up the waters and led me safely through. I'm over the Jordan tide, the waters did there divide. I'm in the land of Canaan, abundantly satisfied. And now with joy and gladness, I'm singing along the way. In fellowship with Jesus, I'm happy night and day. Canaan, this land of joy divine. The atmosphere is pleasant, the fruit is large and fine. The streams with milk and honey are made to overflow. Here all the fragrant flowers in great abundance grow. I'm over the Jordan tide, the waters did there divide. I'm in the land of Canaan, abundantly satisfied. And now with joy and gladness, I'm singing along the way. In fellowship with Jesus, I'm happy night and day. Yes, I'm happy night and day.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to study today. Speak to my heart and speak through these lips of clay to those who wait in the great unseen Gospel Hour congregation today. Thou dost see every person I cannot see, but dear Lord God, thou dost see every person. I know they're there. I know that many are listening who are not prepared for the rapture. I pray that you'll save every soul today that is without Christ. And we'll thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday, I said we have studied in the days past about premillennialism, postmillennialism, amillennialism, mid-trib rapture, and pre-trib rapture, and post-trib rapture, but we have not studied the rapture as such. Now, we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 13 and following. I read these verses yesterday, and we've read them many times in this series, and we'll probably read them several times more before I finish the series. But we read here concerning the rapture of the church. Now, today we're going to read another passage in just a moment, but I'd like to say just a few things about this passage that I didn't say yesterday before we leave it. Paul said, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, believers. He is not speaking to the unsaved here, but to his brothers in Christ. Concerning them which are asleep, that you saw, and others who have no hope. Now, yesterday, I showed you from the word of God that there is no such thing as soul sleep. Many who believe in soul sleep, that is, they teach that the body, the spirit, and the soul goes to the grave until the resurrection, and then soul, spirit, and body are raised. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Every person since Adam that has died in Christ. Now, I mean by that the Old Testament, they looked forward to the coming of Jesus. In this day, we look back to Calvary. In the Old Testament, they looked forward to the Lamb. We look back to the Lamb. Every person righteous, let me put it that way, every person righteous in the sight of God, they were a believer under the Old Testament economy or a believer under the New Testament economy. They are with Jesus now, and they are not unconscious. They are conscious, and they have a spiritual body of a type. I cannot explain what kind of a body believers have, but they are conscious, they know, and they are happy. I read yesterday, happy are the dead who die in the Lord. Revelation 14, 13, read it. Now then, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Jesus. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall not prevent. And that word means precede or go before them which are asleep for the Lord himself. Now, dearly beloved, if there is anything clearly taught in the scriptures, the second coming of Jesus Christ personally is clearly taught in the scriptures. And anyone who will accept the Bible as the word of God and not spiritualize the scriptures can see clearly that Jesus Christ is coming back bodily, the man, the person, Jesus Christ, the Lord himself. Not an angel, not a spirit, not a heavenly creature, but a personality, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, not the wicked dead, but the dead in Christ, shall be raised or shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain, believers, born again believers, who live until the rapture, born again believers who are alive when the rapture occurs, will be caught up together with them. That is, the resurrection of the righteous will take place first, their bodies will be raised, the Lord brings with him their spirit, and the spirit is united with the body. Then we who live, that is, living believers, are changed instantaneously, and together we are caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord Jesus in the air. Now that's what the scriptures teach. We which are alive shall not be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now here is a clear, understandable picture of the rapture of the church. But this is not the only clear, understandable picture we have of the rapture. If you'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51, we read, behold, I show you a mystery, so it is no longer a mystery. Now, you remember yesterday, I read to you in 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter said, Brother Paul wrote in all of his epistles concerning these things, and Peter said, some are hard to understand. And he said, unlearned and unstable men rest. That is, they take from the scriptures these things that they cannot understand. They just take them from the scriptures. They just outlaw them. Now, here's what I'm trying to get around to. Paul said, I show you a mystery. So it is no longer a mystery. A mystery that is shown or cleared up is no longer a mystery. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That is, we'll not all die. But we'll all be changed. Now, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's what the book teaches. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Will not, shall not. All right, we'll not all die. The mystery is solved. We're not all going to die, but we'll all be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, the trumpet will sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So then, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, believers, not sinners. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, Paul said, I am about to clear up a mystery for you believers in the church in Corinth. And since all scripture is profitable for us, he is clearing up the mystery for you and me. I show you, I make known, I clear up a mystery. We shall not all die. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all depart this life. That is, when Jesus comes, there will be some believers alive. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. And it will happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It will happen at the last trump. The trumpet will sound, and the dead will rise incorruptible. Now, beloved, I pray that you'll stay with me and we'll study the rest of the time we have on the radio today, the great event that is imminent. Now, when I say imminent, you know what I mean. It can occur any second. And it'll all be over in a second. It won't take but a second, the twinkling of an eye. Now, here's what's going to happen. Since the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost has been in the world working through human vessels. God is using in this dispensation men like myself and all ministers of the gospel and Sunday school teachers and laymen. All believers are witnesses. Every believer is a witness. And if you're not winning souls, then, my friend, you will lose part of your reward. You lose all of your reward. If you're not doing anything for Jesus, you'll have no reward, because we are rewarded for our labors. We are rewarded for our faithful stewardship. Now, you can win souls. You may not win as many souls as someone else. You may not win as many souls as your pastor, but you can help your pastor win souls by inviting the unsaved to your church. You see, there are so many, many ways that we can win souls. You can give them tracts and pray for them and witness to them and invite them to church, and better still, go to their home and bring them in your own automobile. Invite them to come with you and bring them to church and get them under the sound of the gospel. Now then, since the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost has been calling out a people. We read in Acts 15 and following that Simeon declared that God would visit the Gentiles, take out of them a people for his name. Now, this has been going on since the day of Pentecost. In the upper room, the church was born. In the upper room, about 120 souls were baptized into one body, and they came down one in Christ. Now, since the day of Pentecost, each and every believer, I said believer now, underline that. I said each and every believer, 1 Corinthians 12:12-13, each believer has been baptized into the same body. Now, when I say baptized, I mean added. For instance, in Acts 2:47, the Lord added to the church daily. The Lord added to the church daily. Not when you vote them in. Not when you have a revival, but daily. The Lord adds to his church each and every day, each and every believer, regardless of who they are, where they are. If they believe on Jesus and they trust Jesus, they are united to the body of Christ through the miracle of the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible calls it baptized. We're all baptized into one body by the same Spirit, and we're all made to drink into one Spirit. And we are all members of that body. We are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Read 1 Corinthians 12:12-13, Ephesians 5 and verse 30. Jesus is the head of the church. We are members of his body. Now then, here's what I'm getting to. Since the day of Pentecost, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, since the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost has been adding to the body of Christ believers. Now, one of these days, I do not know when. It may be today. It could be this hour. It could be this moment. I do not know. No other person knows. The individual will be converted, born again. The individual will believe on Jesus. That will complete the body of Christ. And when the body of the New Testament church, the body of which Jesus is the head and the foundation, 1 Corinthians 3:11 and following, and in Ephesians 5:25 and following, he's the head of the church, he's the savior of the body. Other foundation can no man lay, 1 Corinthians 3, no other foundation except Jesus Christ. Upon this rock I'll build my church. Now Jesus is the foundation. Now when the church of the living God is completed, and when the soul, when that one soul that makes up the complete church is saved, that split second, the rapture will take place. Now, it could happen today. I don't know. I don't know when it's going to happen. No one else knows. I cannot prove that it will happen today, and no one can prove that it will not happen today. No man knows the day. No man knows the hour. But we know that he's coming in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, here's what's going to happen when he comes. Every saint that has died, I mean, when I say saint, I'm talking about believer. I'm talking about a person who trusted Jesus. Their body will be raised incorruptible. That's the first thing that'll take place. The Lord Jesus will come in the clouds right above the earth, and he'll shout and sound the trumpet, and the bodies of all believers will be raised. The spirits of those believers will unite with the resurrected body, and every living believer, every living child of God, and all the little innocent babies, all of the innocent children and babies, all innocent people are under grace. When a child reaches the age of accountability, that child must be born again. But all children under the age of accountability, and there is no set age, but as long as a child is innocent, they are protected by the grace of God. And if the rapture takes place today, every innocent child, every baby, every born-again believer that is alive will be changed in a split second. Our bodies will be glorified. And along with the resurrected saints, we will all be caught up out of this earth in the clouds to meet Jesus in the air. There will not be one Christian left on earth. Not one Christian left on earth. If you are a sinner, if you're a sinner, mother, and you have a little baby in your arms, if Jesus should come right now, you are a sinner and you are holding your little sweet baby. Jesus would take your baby and you'd be left holding the little garments, the little dress or the little trousers if it's a little boy, the little shirt, the little sweater, little shoes. If Jesus should come, he'd take your baby. He'd leave you. He'll take your little innocent children. He'll leave you. Husband, if your wife is a Christian and you're not, he'll take your Christian wife. He'll leave you. And you'll be left in a world where there is not one person saved, not a saved person on earth. There will not be a minister to pray with you. There will not be a godly mother to get down by you and pray with you and talk to you and cry over you. All godly mothers, all godly dads, all godly young people, all little babies and innocent children will be taken out of this earth in the twinkling of an eye. And they'll be caught up to meet Jesus in the clouds. And the world will be without one Christian, not a single Christian left upon the face of the earth. Now, I know what some of you are saying. You're saying, if that should take place right now, I know I'm not saved and I know I'd be left. So I'd just get down on my knees and I'd start praying to God to save me. Well, now you just wait a minute. You just wait 1 minute. John 6:44, no man can come to me except my Father which sent me draw him. All right. Now Jesus said, no person can come to me except my Father God draws him. Now how does God draw a person? In John 16:7, 8, and 9, the Holy Ghost convicts men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Holy Ghost draws men to Jesus. But when the church is taken out, the Holy Ghost will go out with the church. He, the Holy Ghost, will be caught out with the church. There will be no Holy Spirit left on earth to convict you and draw you. Your sad fate is described in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. When the rapture takes place, all who have heard the truth and rejected the truth, all who have felt the need of being saved and they've refused to give their heart to Jesus, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Bible says, they will be sent strong delusion. That is, their mind will be blacked out. It'll become dull. It'll become dense. It'll be diluted. They will be sent strong delusion, and they will believe the lie. Now, the lie is the Antichrist. Jesus is the truth. Antichrist is the lie, and he'll come on the scene immediately after the rapture. They will be sent strong delusion. They'll believe the lie that they all might be damned, that they all, A-double-L, might be damned. No person who has heard the truth will be saved after the rapture. Now, that's what the Bible teaches. Because they love not the truth, because they loved not the truth, they will be sent strong delusion. Now, if you're not saved, I beg you, I plead with you, in Jesus' name, fall upon your knees now. Don't wait until the rapture takes place. It'll be too late then. It'll be too late when the rapture takes place. If you're not born again, fall upon your knees right now and call on God and ask God to save you, and God will save you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, and for Jesus' sake, convict deeply and draw by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit every person that's under conviction. Save every person that's calling upon you now, especially that poor soul that's nearest hell. We ask it in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green again, and before we close today, I want to tell you about our new gift offer for this week. We call it Gift Offer H. Now, this offer has four items. One is a series of messages that many of you heard on the radio not too long ago. Then we have a single message on CD with Father's Day and Mother's Day in mind. Third is a four-page tract that I think you will find very useful in your witnessing ministry. And the fourth item is also great for soul winners. It is a listing of helpful Bible scriptures for different situations that you may face. Now, all of this, as I said, is in Gift Offer H, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $30 or more. Now, please send more if you can. If you can make it $35, $40, $50, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to donate, I hope you will do that. But if you can send a donation of at least $30 and ask for Offer H, I'm going to send you first the series of messages all through Ephesians. Now, if you listen to our weekend broadcast, not all of you can get that, but if you listen to that, you heard this not very long ago, a great series of messages, 20 messages in all, on 7 CDs. Then we have a message by my dad preached on the radio, Honor Thy Father and Mother. This is on CD. It's a study of Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4. A great sermon this time of year. Then we have The Touch of the Master's Hand, a 4-page tract with a poem by that name, a beautiful story of sinners being saved by Christ. Finally, The Soul Winner Scripture Reference Guide, a single sheet with an adhesive backing so you can put it in your Bible if you would like. Great, great helpful hints for you. So to get all of this great material, just ask for Offer H and send your gift of at least $30. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.